I'm just going to put my faith and trust up in him. And because without him, we could do nothing anyway.
Right,
right. Nothing within ourselves. But I've seen the miracles that he's done throughout my life and through my family, Brother Rob. And I know that my Savior can still do that.
That's right.
Nothing impossible with him. And we love him and thank him for what he did on Calvary.
Yeah, amen. Anybody else? Anyone else? Let's be joyful in his glory and praise his name tonight. The choir's going to sing. 316 is going to sing. The service is yours. The altar's always open. If God wants you to do something, you do it. Because somebody else needs that.
Thank you. Saturday when I came in to pray, I prayed for a little while, and then I came up and I got that book and I went straight to that song. I absolutely love that song. It just blesses me all over, and I just studied on it, and I just reflected on it, how good God is, and I'm so thankful for my life, and my husband, and my children, and I don't want to take that for granted. I appreciate him so much. You all pray for me.
All right, it's your turn. Get your hymnal, turn to page 137 as the choir goes down and 316 comes up.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when serving every day, just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
For anyone who's visiting with us, this is our teen singers group, 316. We're missing quite a few tonight. This is the time of year when basketball tryouts and soccer banquets and 100 other things are going on. And some of them have got tests, and we met early to practice, and I know that those that are here made a real commitment to be here. And those that couldn't be here truly wanted to be and felt like their obligation was elsewhere. But I need you to always pray for this group. I thought last night about midnight, I was sound asleep, and I got a text from one of my sons, and he was really troubled about the election. And I thought, no doubt, some of us today are real disappointed. Some of us today are jubilant. That's what makes our democracy. But I think that regardless, we're concerned about tomorrow in our country. We're concerned about the future. And just knowing that it was concerning him, I had a pretty sleepless night because I wanted to say and do the right things. And I was so thankful that he recognized the concern for the future of our country. But as he and I were talking, we just have to remember, don't we, that God's in control. All times, he's in control. And an uplifting thought that is. And then I got to thinking, what songs would the Lord want us to sing tonight. The group's been practicing. They had several ready, and are really thankful to be asked to be a part of the revival. And as I got to praying about that, God brought it to my memory. Do you remember how many different nights this group was considered to sing? Rob, do you remember that? Remember, you asked me if they'd sing a certain night, and no, now that needs to change. How about this night? Well, now you got a choice between those nights. No, now you don't. Now just this night. And I got to thinking back over that process and how he and I were just kind of chuckling because we were fine to sing whenever. But I thought God had that all planned. He had that all planned because I think that regardless of how concerned or what we're concerned about in our future, can't we be encouraged when we look at this? And know that this represents our tomorrow here at Gold Town. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for that. They represent so many different schools, so many different activities, so many different sports. Just so many people they touch. And I'm so thankful that regardless of how we are tonight and concerned for the future of our country, we can be so, so thankful that we have this group in our church and other wonderful teens in other churches that are taking a stand. And I'm thankful for that. I truly am. And I'm thankful to be a part of this revival. I was thankful to be able to come tonight. I needed to be uplifted. Tonight they're going to do a couple, maybe three, but the first one features I Will Rise by Austin, and the second one is Amazing Grace featuring Ethan.
I will rise when he calls my name. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
My heart to fear. fault and Thank you. from the King. Okay? I'm claiming this promise.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. Susie didn't give it to me. Aaron didn't give it to me. The Lord gave it to me. I just want to read this one verse of Scripture. I want you to listen to it. And if you want to, when you go home, dissect it. You know, just take it apart. Listen to it. 41 and 10 of Isaiah. Listen. Listen very closely. Fear thou not. For I am with thee.
Yeah. Amen.
With thee. Be not dismayed or be not discouraged.
Yeah.
For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness. Go home and look at the times he said, I. Yeah. That's not me. That's him. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. He's in control.
Yeah.
What is it that the kids sometimes sing? He's got the whole world in his hands. That's all I'm going to say.
Bless you. soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There is light for a look at the Savior.
Yeah. That's what I did last night. I went home and meditated upon.
normally, after a service like this,
I would say that we've had church,
and you know, and we might dismiss and go home. But God is a choreographer. He is a choreographer. He lays out the best laid plans. That I mean, I wish I was like Rob and like Donnie last night, but I was depressed. I was down. I was dejected. I was almost in tears because I follow this. I listen every day. I read stuff every day. I follow it every day. And I was down last night. And I felt like, you know, like Susie said, her son calling her. And I felt like that. And I thought, man, does anybody else feel like this? And I was down last night. And when I woke up, I was still down. I was still dejected. I was still upset. But then I began to think. And then I began to read. And then I began to think about last night. And I thought about Paul. And I thought about what he said about the storm. And I knew I was supposed to preach tonight, but I was down. And I thought, well, what in the world now? I can't just pretend like I'm okay and everything's okay. I can't just, you know, what am I going to do now? Because, you know, and I thought, earlier I thought, man, I'm going to be preaching the day after the election. And I'm going to be, you know, and I'm going to be excited or, you know, and I didn't know how that was going to work out. But I got to tell you all, I got to tell you all this so you can be amazed like I was amazed. What he told me this morning and after I read this morning, and he said, you know, I want you to, this is going to be a different type of service, is what he told me. And he said, I want you to do things differently. He said, I want you to focus on the promise. I want you to focus on heaven. I want you to focus on what I've promised you instead of focusing on what's going to happen here soon. And I thought, well, you know, that'll be different because it'll just be just a sermon on celebrating. Just a message on celebrating, a message on the promise that we have. And he said, this is going to be different because I want you to do a few things differently. He said, I want you to have Chris sing a song about heaven and have everybody just go around and hug each other and shake each other's hands. And we're going to do that because this is why. Because you sometimes feel outnumbered. Whenever I felt outnumbered last night, I felt like I was in the minority for supporting what God, you know, and how we wanted to. I felt like a minority. I felt like I need some comfort. But Chris is going to get us a song, and this is what he told me this morning. He said, just know that Jesus is alive. And death has been defeated. Just know that Jesus is alive and death has been defeated. And we're going to get a song. And I want you to just comfort each other. Just shake each other's hands. Go around everywhere and shake each other's hands. And give each other a hug. And hug Jamie. And hug those who came to the altar. And hug each other. And just as he gets a song about heaven and where we're all going to be, hopefully, then we'll just do that tonight as we get ready. He's going to sing his song and we're just going to congregate.
Page 196. 196.
When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Ended the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful with Christ the Supernal One, won't it be wonderful there? Praising, adoring the matchless Eternal One, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't wonderful there with the home prepared where the saints abide, just over in the glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land, I am on my way to those mansions fair. Just over in the glory land, there to sing God's praise and His glory share. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land, what a joyful thought that my Lord I'll see. Just over in the glory land, and with kindred safe there forever be. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land, with the blood-washed song I will shout and sing. Just over in the glory land, glad hosannas to Christ the Lord and King. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, heading for that jubilee under in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, changed with them to be all the living saints to fly to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. When with all the heavenly hosts we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song with them, praising Christ to ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. 55. Feeling good. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the setting sun, let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the
this felt like.
Amen. Bless you.
When I was young,
amen,
a long time ago, My father-in-law led the choir at Methodist Church in Cold Fork in Camel's Creek. And I was invited to go to a meeting in Jackson's Mill up Northern Park. And the men would gather and we had a hallelujah. This is what it reminded me of.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think the Lord's saying, these children are blessing me. They're praising me.
Amen.
And I'm just, he opened the windows today, tonight.
Amen.
Now, and he's blessed us. I appreciate you.
Amen.
I'm glad you
bless you. Bless you, Al. Bless you. We, I thought, they're not going to want to do that. But everybody was smiling. Everybody, and you know what? I think the Lord was really smiling to see his children happy and just loving on each other. And I think it makes him happy. But I'm just going to read a few verses because I talked about heaven. I've talked about talked about what we have to look forward to, and I think we should read a little bit about it. But first, John 14:1-3 says this: "Let not your heart be troubled." Hey, I didn't tailor make this after the service started tonight. This is what the Lord gave me today. And this is, I didn't even bring my Bible up. This is, I have it printed to prove it, that this is what he gave me today. And before the service, you know, saying, "Chris, I need some songs about heaven." I didn't know the service was going to turn out like this. I didn't know that the songs were going to be all towards a new future and all the testimonies. And that everything would be, one, you know, like Paul said the other day, we shouldn't be surprised. We should not be surprised. But listen to these verses and see how they fit. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions." And this is my favorite part. He didn't have to say this part. "If it were not so, I would have told you." I love that part because he's saying, listen, I'm not just telling you something to make you feel better. If it wasn't so, then I wouldn't tell you. But it is so, so I'm going to tell you. That makes me feel good because that just lets me know that he really wants us to know that. And he said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." We have a brighter future to look forward to. We just got to get through this world. We just got to get through these storms. We just got to get through. We just got to get through these things. And I'll close with this. And this is kind of lengthy, but this is Revelation 21. And I'm going to have you close your eyes. And you listen to this. And you listen to the promise that God has for each one of those who believe. And if you haven't made that commitment to Christ, if you haven't asked him to come in and save you, then we invite you to do that. But listen to Revelation 21, because this is what we all have to look forward to, those of us who put our faith in Christ. You know what? What Paul said is that it requires faith to get that promise. So we got to believe this. Revelation 21:21. "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first old heaven and the first old earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Now I added that old earth because that's just how I'm feeling right now. I'm ready to move on. "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God.'" He's going to be with us in person. He's with us now. He's with us in spirit. But we're going to be with him and dwelling with him. And he is going to be with us in person. In verse 4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death." There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. And I thought, he put no crying in here twice. He said he will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and then later on he says there will be no more crying. He really wants us to know that. "Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said unto me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.'" And I'm glad that he wrote it, because we're living in it right now. And we feel it gives us hope, because John did write these words. "And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son or daughter. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And I'm going to skip down to 22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. Amen. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Yes. The nations of them which are... We're thinking about our nation right here. It says, the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Amen. That's what we have to look forward to. Now, there's a lot of other stuff about heaven in there. There's a lot of other stuff about what it's going to look like and what it's going to feel like. And the comfort that we're going to have, we can only imagine. We can only imagine. And for us, it's hard to imagine. But just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer in this world. That's all we have to endure. And then we have an eternal home. Amen. Whenever you're down, whenever you need some reminding, pick up the Bible and read about where you're headed. Pick up the end of the book. Don't skip through the chapters of heartache and suffering and look at the end and see that it ends well. I was thinking of the fairy tales. What do they always say? And they lived. You know what that means? That forever after that, whatever they just went through, battling their dragons, slaying, you know, all of those bad things. But ever after that, it was happy. And that's what we have to look forward to. Whatever after this life is going to be happy, if you know the Lord and if He is your Savior. And we thank Him for that. We're going to leave, we're going to close on that note. We just want to thank Him for all the stuff He's done for us. If you'll close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we can't thank You enough. We cannot thank You enough for shining down on us tonight and giving us hope. And filling us with the hope of Your Word and the hope of Your Spirit. We thank You, Lord, that You just worked through these kids, through the choir, through the testimonies. Lord, that Your Word was spoken here tonight, Lord, and Your hope was given. Lord, we just need to look at Your Word to be reminded that we have a brighter future and one that death can't touch and Satan can't take away from us. Once we're there, nothing's going to touch us, Lord, and we thank You, Lord, for that. Lord, we just want to give You the praise and honor for it all. We just ask that You just bless us the rest of the week, Lord, that we might be obedient. Satan's going to try to come at us, but we need to be on guard and to lift You up and to pray to You, Father. We thank You for all these things. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We got something.
Page 235.
Of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word He hath given. How beautiful heaven must be. sweetly our singing up there by the beautiful sea. Sweet chords from their gold harps are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary.
Last night or the night before, that I just don't feel close. I just don't feel, I mean, I felt really good last night, but I just don't feel, you know. And then I was thinking, I think it's because things have been just going along kind of good. You know how when things are going along great and you just, you don't really stop to think about anything. But then last night happened and just shook me up. And I think he was waking me up a little bit, saying, you need to wake up, and you need to just praise me and to move on. So after Lord gave me the message, when I got home, I cut my hair, shaved my beard, and thought, you know, I'm just gonna start fresh, and I'm just gonna dedicate a little bit more and just to do a little bit more. And I think that's what revival is. And man, he revived us tonight. Bless you, Steve.
Let's sing a little bit of this, okay? I don't.
No, I love it.
It's not my place, but it's too good. I can't sing very good right now, but you all sure sound good, okay?
That is your place, Chris.
Hallelujah.
Any other announcements? No, no, go ahead.
I know that every mother and father that had a child up there, they were proud. But yeah. To have my son just a couple of months ago, tell
bless you,
me,
bro.
Mom,
bless
if you make me go to church, I'm not going to want to go when I get older.
Bless you.
I want to say something. There's a lot I want to say, but I'll try to make it real short. As more short as I can.
Bless you, ma'am.
First of all, to 315 and 6.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I get discouraged.
Bless you, ma'am.
There's a lot going on, and everybody knows there's a lot of sickness, and the choir's working really hard with the cantata, and I was trying to think of a way to make it a little bit easier for the cantata participants to come this Sunday. And this kind of month, no, that won't work, that won't work. No, she sings in choir, she sings in choir, blah, blah, blah. And then it hit me. 316 can sing this Sunday night.
Amen.
So you got that to look forward to.
Amen.
It may not be with the people that you thought you were going to be doing it with. But if you stay true to God, what you're doing tonight, you're going to be doing something on
that. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
41 years ago, I started playing the piano.
Amen.
In church. It hasn't turned out the way I planned. But it's turned out okay. You know, you can't argue with that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And his all seeing eye, and the way he wraps his arms around us and takes care of us.
Amen.
Even when we're at the bottom, and even when we're on top, there is nothing like it. There is nothing like it. And I'm just praying for all he does for me.
Amen. Bless Pam. Bless Pam. Anyone else? Who we got? Who's tomorrow night?
Mark speaking.